It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to spend some time this morning exploring a changing labor market. The global recession cost millions of Chinese their jobs in coastal cities. Now some have returned to their inland hometowns and created jobs of their own. We'll hear more on that in a moment. The recession has cost millions of Americans their jobs, but there is one place that seems to be hiring. Long-suffering Las Vegas may now be home to the largest private hiring spree in the nation. One employer is hiring 12,000 workers. They will staff the $9 billion MGM Mirage City Center. NPR's Ted Robbins tells us what it means.
I feel a bit like I'm backstage at a fashion show. 38 dressing rooms, each next to a riser with surrounding mirrors. You know, where you stand while the tailor fits you.
Just look straight ahead.
Keith McSorley manages the place, which means coordinating 37 other tailors and a couple of hundred clients each day.
It's like fitting an army. You know, you figure you're dealing with approximately 9,000 employees times three uniforms per. You're dealing with an average of about 27,000 to 30,000 uniforms.
This is the MGM Mirage City Center Uniform Distribution Building. City Center is a complex of hotels, condos, shopping, and entertainment. The uniformed employees are being outfitted in 130 different styles. One of the new workers is smiling broadly as she's being fitted.
My name is Jacqueline Coatsworth, and I'm going to be working at the Aria in the Skybox as a bartender. Oh, that shirt, it's colorful.
Colorful and expensive. It's a $300 custom print by the designer Jane Barnes, worn over black slacks.
Do I have to button this top
button? Nope.
Can I unbutton it more?
Yes, yeah, it is Vegas.
Okay, good.
This is Vegas, and Jacqueline Coatsworth got lucky. She was unemployed for 6 months before getting part-time work 3 months ago at the Rio Resort. She applied for the job at City Center almost a year ago, one of 170,000 applicants for the 12,000 jobs.
You know, I've just kind of been waiting for City Center this whole year because I had a feeling that I was going to be one of those lucky ones that got a job.
A full-time union job with benefits. The jobs at City Center are at the top of the Vegas salary scale, which averages about $32,000 a year for leisure and hospitality workers. But just because they're hiring 12,000 workers doesn't mean 12,000 workers are coming off the unemployment rolls. MGM Mirage Vice President Alan Feldman says some people came from the 10 other Las Vegas resorts owned by the company, like the Bellagio and Mandalay Bay.
So of the 12,000, about a third of them are coming from within the MGM Mirage family, some of whom may have actually been part of the staff reductions over the last 18 months.
That's right. MGM itself laid off 9,000 people in the recession. Plus, City Center's opening may be a new beginning for some, but it's the end for others. It's taken 5 years and up to 9,000 construction workers to build City Center. Like Mike Fritchley, they are in the home stretch. Fritchley supervises about 700 electrical workers. What are they going to do once the place opens?
We don't know. This is construction. It's boom or bust, so probably a lot of them be going elsewhere in the country looking for work.
And construction workers generally make more than those in leisure and hospitality. So Las Vegas economist John Restrepo says it's very difficult to gauge the overall impact on the Las Vegas employment picture.
If you start netting out the construction workers that are lost, then you may have a net gain of zero, a zero-sum gain, essentially, at the end of the day, at least initially.
Still, no matter how you do the math, were it not for City Center, things in Las Vegas would be that much worse. City Center is set to open in mid-December. Ted Robbins, NPR News.